Good morning to you. Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. And my dog Kona wanted me to book Steve Dale to be on the show. So thank you for coming today.
I got the email from not you, but from Kona.
I know.
Very talented.
He is pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
Spelled everything right, did better than I do.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm proud of
yes.
him.
Plastic well, bags came as the attachment.
Good to know. Noted pet expert Steve Dale joins us. And so we were going to cover a few things. I have a confession to make to you, and I'm going to do it on the air. I'm late getting Kona to the vet to get his vaccinations.
You're not alone. A lot of America is. You know, the cost of veterinary care has gone up significantly so. So I looked it up. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the inflation went up 2.9%, while veterinary costs have gone up 11%. And, you know, there are a lot of reasons for that. One is technology. Veterinarians, now, we're not talking vaccines when we talk technology, but veterinarians can do anything your doctor can do. And if you think about it, the cost is quite a bargain, but someone else pays for our medical costs typically. Who knows, that may change, but typically that's the case, right? Veterinary cost, unless you have pet insurance, has to come out of your pocket. And also, there's no question that the tariffs have had something to do with it. I mean, think about it. Even those plastic gloves that veterinarians use come from elsewhere, and therefore the cost have gone up as well. Not to mention the fact that the cost of everything else has gone up that veterinarians have to pay for, including perhaps their own rent, whatever it is, that's gone up as well.
It is really expensive to have a pet, and I do understand why a lot of people, unfortunately, have been surrendering their pets.
Yeah, you're right. It's a significant and maybe the most significant reason today as to why in most major metropolitan areas there is a problem of dogs in particular, more than cats, being relinquished, but cats too, to and other pets to animal shelters. The other issue is this, Wendy, which is interesting. During the pandemic, it seems everyone adopted a pet, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
The shelters, not knowing what was coming in, what was it, 2019, said, help! And people did. They went and adopted animals big time. The shelters never had so few animals, which is a wonderful thing,
yeah.
right? A lot of people who did that already had a pet, or two, or three. So now you are paying for a record number of pets in America, but also a record number of multi-pet homes. So sadly, people are giving up a second pet or a third pet because they can't afford that, and they're choosing one pet to keep, which is, that has to be heartbreaking.
Yeah, how do you decide?
I know.
I mean, really.
Yeah, so it's sometimes the older animals that are being given up as well. Now, as far as vaccines go, we've got something else going on, which is not you, I know. Vaccine hesitancy has crossed over into the pet world as well. And there are many reasons for that, too. One reason is just the general hesitancy that I won't get into now about the benefit or lack of benefit for pets like there is for people. There are people that actually believe that vaccines cause autism in dogs, which it does not. So that's, or cats, and that's one issue. But the other is cost, again.
Yeah.
And there are others as well, as I don't have time to get them, I don't think they're important, all those things. Another is that people think this. Veterinarians are making all this money off vaccines. They're just trying to, quote, sell me vaccines. If the veterinarian really wanted to make money, the veterinarian would say, I'm not vaccinating, and would treat a dog for, say, distemper, which the veterinarian makes a lot more money
right.
than the vaccine, which truly vaccines, veterinarians don't profit very much from that.
No, and it is very expensive, but it is important you get care. I'll take Kona in. I do want to mention, I sometimes forget to give him his heartworm medication, and that adds another cost because before you can resume the medication.
You have to do the test.
Yeah, and the test.
Yeah.
No, why are all the tests like $100?
I'll tell you, go to park outside here. It's $100, right?
Yeah,
I mean, everything seems to be $100.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. We're talking with noted pet expert Steve Dale. Steve, I always feel like I neglect cats when you're in here, so give us a cat story.
A cat story. So on the internet, I know that you, during the commercial breaks even, you go to your TikTok page. There's nothing else that you do is check out TikTok all the time, 24/7. So for people that do that, there has been a TikTok trend that people are feeding or offering their cats salt water.
For what reason?
I don't exactly know. Now, here's what I do know. That cats can actually, and when this was made public on TikTok, not that it's really news, can deal with. So if your cat's on a desert island, deserted, for a short period of time, your cat can survive on salt water, where dogs can't and people cannot, for a short period of time, but more than people, more than dogs. So people are offering their dogs bowls of water with salt in it. And I can't explain why this makes any sense. I don't believe it makes any sense at all. But I will say this. Don't give your cat salt water. Speaking of things on TikTok, here's another trend. I'm all about TikTok trends this morning and dispelling myths. And this one is about dogs and raisins and grapes. Now, you know.
Poisonous. I know that.
Exactly right. So it's probably because of the tartaric acid. So scientists really didn't know why. So now they know why. By the way, tamarind. I like tamarind. Tamarind margaritas in particular. Cream of tartar and certain candies also contain this, incidentally. So people have said, because of one or two TikTok videos out there, and I don't know, I haven't seen those videos, but I've seen the videos following those videos that have said, oh, don't worry about it. Let your dog have raisins or grapes. Just give them some Tums afterwards.
What the heck is wrong with
the
people?
The antacid. And right, it doesn't, what is wrong with people? I don't know. I mean, if it worked, that would be great. So I talked to a veterinary toxicologist, I'm not one of those, and said, does this work? And she said, no. So don't do that. But if your dog does get in the grapes or raisins, it can be a serious issue. And what's interesting is the tartaric acid varies the amount of it in one grape compared to another. So your dog can eat two or three grapes and be fine, or your dog can eat two or three grapes and be not so fine.
Yeah.
You just don't know. So keep them and raisins away from dogs and cats, too, by the way. Cats don't seem to get as sick. Cats don't seem as interested in it. Maybe they're smarter. I don't really know. But I do know that it's not healthy for either and can be deadly for dogs.
And so can chocolate. So watch out. Halloween safety. We have some of that to share.
Yeah, sure. Blah, 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 blah. Are you in
the
Halloween?
Are you making fun of me?
No, I'm
talking?
No, I'm trying to get into the Halloween
oh,
mood.
Oh, okay.
That did not sound scary?
No.
Oh. Blah, 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 blah. No, still doesn't.
No.
Oh, I'll keep rehearsing. Meanwhile, yes, chocolate. I think most people know at this point that chocolate is harmful to dogs.
Xylitol,
which is a sugar substitute found in lots of candies. But here's something people don't talk about. You're right about xylitol, by the way. And it's also found in other products I don't think would be related to Halloween, but like toothpaste and other things like that. The candy, it's the candy wrappers too.
Oh, yeah.
People don't think about that. So if your dog gets into the candy, even if the candy just passes right through and doesn't have xylitol in it, which means your pet may be safe, or just has a few pieces, those wrappers can get wound up in the intestines as well. For people with pet birds, yeah, so we like to make our homes smell very pretty during the holiday season, right?
Yes.
And we have these, what are they, potpourri and these other things we boil, and that can be deadly to a bird because their respiratory systems, or if you want to be fancy, I'll sound British, respiratory systems, they're really so sensitive that it truly can kill a bird.
I did not know that.
If you burn food, it can kill a bird. So you have to be a good cook if you have a pet bird. And definitely don't use, what is the no-stick, all those no-stick?
Pam?
Yeah, no.
The Teflon?
Yeah, the products, the pans themselves.
Yeah.
That can be deadly the fumes from it, which we don't, I think that it's been discovered they're not healthy for us too. I don't know a lot about that, but I do know that it can be harmful, really harmful to birds as well. Were you a fan of Diane Keaton?
I loved her.
Everybody did, you know, and I had the opportunity a couple of times to interview her. Why me? In part, it's because she was a huge animal lover. At one point in time, she and her sister, she talks about this. You can hear the conversation at WGNradio.com. She and her sister were going to buy an animal shelter.
Aww.
And she talked about why that didn't work out. And she talked with such passion about older dogs and adopting any dog, but in particular older dogs as well. And on my website, I posted the sweetest video of Diane Keaton singing to her, and this was recorded not long before she passed away, to her dog, God Bless America. Now, why was she singing God Bless America to her dog? I don't really know. But she was. The dog, of course, seemed to love it. Diane Keaton seemed to love it because she's giggling through it.
Oh, that's sweet.
But it is.
I'll check it out.
It is the sweetest video ever.
All right. We are just about out of time. Very quickly, tell us about your podcast.
So this one is called Booth 46. It's from Pettirino's Restaurant Live. That's at 150 North Dearborn Street in Chicago. The next one drops on Friday. And that one is all about the Chicago Film Festival,
okay,
which is in town right now. And I interview any He may win an Oscar, actually, the director Sven Besser of Reedland. That's the name of the film. And I said, if you do get nominated for an Academy Award for Best Foreign Film, just think of me. And when you're up there accepting the Oscar, here's my name. Here's my business card. You can mention me. It wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah, that's what he's kind of said.
Where's your website for people to find all these goodies?
My website is stevedale.tv and WGNradio.com. Check out podcast Booth 46.
Thank you, Steve.